Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Preppy Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 71st Berlinale. I'm in company of Dan Stevens and Maren Eggert, protagonists of I'm Your Man, screening here in competition. I have a question for both Maren and Dan. We discussed a lot with Maria and Ian, like the discussion that the film comes with. And I was wondering, how was for you to experience that in a way by acting in this story? I mean, the questions about what does it really mean to fall in love, to love somebody, what do we really want to from another person? I mean, who wants to start?
I always let Dan first to be able to translate what I was going to say, but maybe I'll start. I have the feeling that I experienced as an actress pretty much the same thing as Alma maybe in real life with this robot. So in shooting this, because Dan did it so perfectly, and there was really no way of getting through to him, come on, you're a human, now react to me. So I have this feeling that I pretty much experienced the same thing as Alma, like, of course, in a different way, but you know what I mean? And it scared me a little bit to be with this robot in one room and not knowing where this is going to go.
Yeah, for me it was just a delightful screenplay. I could see the playfulness with which it was written, but also the big questions that it was asking underneath. And that for me is always attractive. And I think, you know, any piece that people come away from asking such big questions it has value as art. It has value that, you know, that makes us question these things about humanity, about masculinity, about love. You know, all of these huge questions, yet sort of packaged in a neat little German rom-com.
Did you both consider that one day this technology might actually exist? So did you all discuss the whole moral and ethics of this, whether you would or you would not have a robo partner?
Well, Tom doesn't really have an opinion on that. I think it was important not to pass too much of a moral judgment. I mean, I think obviously Alma is wrestling with that in real time. So that, but you know, for me and for Tom, I think to try and sort of represent this strange thing without too much of a moral judgment, and sort of, I mean, obviously at moments, you know, he has sort of idiotic moments or sort of, you know, fallible robot moments. But I didn't want to sort of cast huge aspersions on the project. I just sort of, you know, trying to be.
Dan, you've played quite expressive roles in the past, and this is totally different. How different was so your approach to this?
Yeah, it is very, very different. And that's, you know, one of the things that I sort of, I suppose I seek out, and I really enjoy that kind of variety. And I think, yeah, sort of further to the last question, really, it was about sort of taking certain elements away from perhaps the usual preparation of a role or a character and sort of just being very, very present, I think, you know, trying not to sort of come with too much sort of emotional baggage, you know, which Tom doesn't really have, and seeing how that sort of worked in and amongst Alma and sort of using the situation that Alma was in to calibrate Tom rather than coming with, you know, well, he's this kind of robot. It's like, well, actually, let's take it from the other way around. You know, how does Alma view him? What does Alma need, perhaps? And also Maria, you know, how did Maria view Tom, and what was the Tom that Maria wanted to sort of realize, and really working closely with her to sort of, to, you know, to come up with that. We looked a lot at Cary Grant and you know, sort of classic screwball comedies and things like that for the image, and even some of the behavior as well.
So since we've established with the directors that your German, Dan, is perfect, so how did you learn it, and what other skills do you have that we don't know?
I've got many more up my sleeve, more surprises. I learned German at school, and I always there was an option to learn German or Spanish when I was quite young, and everybody chose Spanish. So I thought, I'll be different. I'll learn German, and I'm very glad that I did. And I've enjoyed, you know, learning it and speaking it and improving it my whole life, really. But it's never improved as fast as it did last summer on this set.
I was thinking about what Dan said before answering my question, that the film explores also the concept of masculinity, femininity, and it made me think about what Maria and Ian said before about Alma's colleague being very okay with having this partner of his, like accomplishing every desire and, you know, being perfectly made for him. So I was wondering, I wanted to ask you both, do you think that Alma's inability and women's inability to accept that, in a way, that there's somebody want to please them in every way, it's something out of an habit because we have been objectified for so long, so we cannot really accept that, or it's just Alma's way of dealing with things?
You know, we talked about this scene before, this you're connecting to this guy who has Chloe in the end and is perfectly fine with it, having his younger Robert with him, who is absolutely adorable and to him. And there is a scene in the movie where this object thing is turned around, namely the scene where Alma is drunk and asks Tom to take his pants off. And I talked about that with Maria, and she said, I've seen that in so many movies before, a woman doing that, because a man would ask her. And she was just delighted to do it the other way around in our film. And then, of course, Tom being so self-ironic about it and being able to take that and not, it's kind of unusual to us to see a man as an object, to answer your question. And this movie isn't all about that theme, but it has points, I think.
How did you negotiate between the humor, you know, the film, and the other big issues that underlie that humor? How did you find that balance?
Yeah, I mean, I think for Tom, you know, there wasn't a sort of moral judgment cast on any of the situations. So either they were inherently comedic or they're inherently, you know, tragic or, you know, evoking pathos. And you know, it was really, you know, for Alma and for Marin, you know, a lot of that emotional work rested on her shoulders, which is, you know, very difficult when you're sort of on your own or is it a one-sided. But I think also we, you know, inevitably as humans, we project those emotions onto the robot. And so insofar as it was possible, like with the parting embrace where she sort of sends him back to the factory, it was very difficult to not to feel emotional because it was an emotional scene and it was, you know, the end of their journey potentially and all of these things. But it was, you know, in working with Maria, really trying to sort of just to be a blank canvas for whatever you might be feeling at that stage of their relationship.
I can only say at that point, Maria is really a great director, was a great director for me, because she always would say the right thing to point me in the right direction. Because, you know, sometimes as an actor, you have everything, like the whole package there, and you want to put it in the hole, you want to put it there. And she would suggest to here maybe try to be lighter and more, it's more about comedy. And at this point, this is where the tears might come. But they don't show it in the beginning, start as a comedy. And then, you know, at that point, you come to this meltdown. So she knows about a lot, being an actress also, she knows about a lot about this process. And it helped me a lot.
How does it feel to be in this virtual festival?
I am in this really beautiful Berlin cinema, the Zoo Palast, and it's really sad to, you know, see it empty, and you just wish the people to come here and watch the movies. Simple as that.
I wanted to ask Dan and Maren the same thing I asked finally to Ian and Maria. Is there a lesson on relationship that you learned by while doing this film? I won't tell you what they answered.
For me, it's a very noticeable moment when Alma is able to take in what... When they are on the roof and quarreling because she has this stress in her work, and then Tom tells her that she is behaving in an egoistic way because she is only looking at what are my achievements and not for, like, you know, my science is. She says, my science is for the world and it's important, but he says, yeah, maybe it's more important to you than you want it to be for the outside world. And I think the ability to there take this critic in and to let him show her imperfection, that's something I found out maybe is important, you know, I think, in relationships of any kind, to be able there not to push away, but to let the other person tell you these things and not be angry at them.
I think, yeah, I mean, one lesson I probably took away, whether you're a robot or a human, is to regularly update your software.
And we've been talking to Dan Stevens about an Eggert, protagonist of I'm Your Man, screening at the 71st Berlinale in competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.